Well, I was going to say, how do we recognize sin? I jumped ahead of myself. How do we recognize this bitterness? Well, there are several ways we can recognize it. And one of them is you can see it in a person's face. You can see it in their eyes. You can see it in their lines of their mouth, even when they're smiling, even when they're laughing. You can see it in little kids who don't even have any lines in their face. You can see things like this in people. Now, you might get led astray once or twice, but we all know when somebody's sad, we all know when somebody's mad, we all know when somebody, they have different expressions. And there's something common. Well, you can see it in bitterness, too. So you can see it. You can also hear it in people's voices. There's a different timbre, different sound in their voice, like they've been crying all night, or they've drunk whiskey for 30 years. There's a difference, a different sound. But you also can tell by what they say. They'll say things like, I'm not bitter. Well, of course I'm bitter. But you can pick it up. But the surest way that I think of recognizing bitterness in yourself is bitterness remembers details. You say, well, can't you remember details of wonderful things? Happy things happening? Yeah, you can remember anything. But what makes your memory so sharp is review, review, review. And you don't review, review, review the wonderful things. You review the things that hurt you. And that's why it's not just the detailed memory, it's a detailed memory where the other person is guilty. When you have accusative thoughts towards somebody else and you've had 1,000 conversations in your life and one of them took place, and you've forgotten most of those. But one took place 6 years ago, and he said this, you said this, he said this, you said this. You're bitter. Now, there may be an exception to that. But on the whole, that's what bitterness does. I don't remember who these people were, but in Dallas, Texas, quite a few years ago, I was speaking in a house group with some old friends from different parts of the country. They all gathered together. I talked to the subject. And one couple was there that I'd known at Washington State University several years before. And she spoke up and she said, I've been bitter toward my mother for years. And she said, I practiced this, I learned this years ago at Washington State, and I practiced it, and the bitterness left toward my mother. And then she said, I ran into a woman who was very bitter toward her mother. I thought, I can help her. So I went to tell her about my experience, and she said, I couldn't remember anything I was bitter about toward my mother. It was gone. And before, I had it all recorded, engraved in my... She's like, I couldn't come up with the details. Well, that's why. I can't remember what this is about, except that it happened. And another several years went by, and we're in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And we had a great big bedroom, about half the size of this room. So it was a good place to hide out from the television and the kids and stuff like that. And Bessie was reading in bed, and I was working at the desk. And whatever was working at the desk was working about the same way the storm windows were working. And it wasn't working out right when Bessie said something to me from bed, and I turn around and let her have it again. Well, she looked at me in amazement and got up and left the room. And I sat there and said, well, she shouldn't have said it. Well, I knew what I was doing. I was saying the other person made me bitter. And I did that for a while, but I really knew what I had to do. So I got up, went over my side of the bed, got on my knees, and told God that I was the only one at fault. It was my sin and my sin only. I got up off my knees and said, but look what she said. I got back down on my knees. I said, sorry, God, that slipped out. And I confessed it again, got up on my knees and I said, but God, you and I know who's really at fault. Back on my knees. And I stayed on my knees about 40 minutes until I could get up and not say, look what she said. Look who's really at fault. In other words, I confessed my sin until I wasn't having any little addendums to the confession.